We thank the Lord for bringing us to the final session of this conference.
我们感谢主带领我们到了这一个聚会最后的一堂信息。
And in this final session, we want to focus on how do we return to the origin.
在最后的一堂信息，我们再一次要注意到，我们怎么样回到神的同在。
If we want to return to the origin, we need to respond to His calling.
我们如果要回到起初，我们必须要能够回应呼召。
To become watchmen of His presence.
能够成为他同在的守望者。
By ourselves, we will not be able to return to the origins.
因为靠着我们自己，我们没有办法回到起初。
But through His presence, we will be there.
但是借着他的同在，我们能够。
It is important to become watchmen for this purpose.
为了这个目的，我们需要能够成为守望者。
Let's read again, Book of Isaiah, chapter 66, verse 1 and 2.
所以让我们再一次来看以下书66章的第一节跟第二节。
Isaiah chapter 66 and verse 1 and 2.
以赛亚书66章第一节第二节。
Thus says the Lord, Heaven is my throne, and the earth is my footstool. Where then is a house you could build for me? And where is the place that I may rest? For my hand made all these things. Thus all these things came into being, declares the Lord. But to this one I will look, to him who is humble and contrite of spirit, and who trembles at my word.
耶和华如此说：天是我的脚，座位地是我的脚凳。你们要为我造何等的殿宇？哪里是我安息的地方呢？ 耶和华说：“这一切都是我手所造的，所以就都有了。但我所看顾的，就是虚心痛悔，因我话而战惊的人。”Let's
pray.
我们一同祷告。Father,
we're so grateful for your mercy upon us this weekend.
主啊，我们为这个周末你所赐给我们的恩典，我们感谢。We
pray that we not only hear your words.
我们求主，让我们不仅是单单的听见了。We
can feel your heart.
我们也能够感受到你自己的心。We
pray that that word become the burden in our heart.
我们恳求主，愿这些话语成为我们心中的负担。We
can sense the passion that is in your heart.
我们能够感受到你内心里面的渴想。And
your passion will become our passions.
让你自己心中所想望的成为我们心中所想望的。So
that we can pray with your passion.
我们也能够按着你自己心意而祷告。Therefore,
when we pray, it is Christ in us praying Christ above.
所以我们祷告的时候，乃是借着在我们里面的基督，我们一同来祷告。We
commit this final session into your hands.
我们将最后一堂交在主的手中。We
recognize our inability, but also recognize your ability.
我们知道我们自己的不足，但也知道你自己的丰富。And
we trust everyone into your hands.
我们将这个聚会交在主的手中。In
Jesus' name we pray.
我们靠耶稣的名祷告。Brothers
and sisters, the book of Isaiah is often called the fifth gospel.
弟兄姐妹们，以赛亚书常常被称作是第五福音书。Because
it clearly revealed God's plan of salvation and the coming of His kingdom.
因为从这本书，我们可以知道神救恩的计划跟他将来的国度。As
we come to the final chapter of Isaiah chapter 66,
当我们看见以赛亚书的最后一章66章的时候，we
are brought into a sweeping revelation of His vision.
我们可以看见神的意象，祂的整体的形象和形状。
the vision of his eternal purpose.
是他永远指目的的的意象。
And at the center of this vision and this purpose is Emmanuel.
而且在这他的目的的中心，就是神与我们同在，以马内利。
God with us.
神与我们同在。
This that is the living presence of the Lord among His people.
这是神活活泼泼的与他百姓的同在。
And this is heartbeat of the book of Isaiah.
这是以赛亚书整本书它主要的旋律。
God's ultimate purpose is to dwell among His people.
神至终的目的是要能够与他的百姓同住。
And Emmanuel, God with us, is God's answer to all opposition.
以马内利，神与我们同在，是神对所有抵挡的回应。
And through Emmanuel, he fulfilled his eternal purpose.
借着以马内利，神成就了他永远的旨意。
And in chapter 66, that God unfolds this eternal purpose in four great movements.
在第以赛亚书六十六章里面，神将他这个伟大的计划，好像用四个进展的乐章启示出来。
In the first movement, God declared He does not desire a physical temple.
So 第一，神在那里宣告，他并不是一个想望的，他的想望不是一个物质的殿。
God declared that no buildings and no matter how magnificent can contain His glory.
神宣告说，没有一个建筑物，不管它是怎么样子的隆美，能够限制装住它的荣耀。
In the second movement, God desired a spiritual house.
那其次，神告诉我们，他想望的是一个属灵的殿，属灵的家。
This house is His redeemed people.
这一个殿就是他蒙救赎的百姓。
The living temple, the church, the bride of Christ.
是那有生命活着的殿，是那个教会，是基督的心腹。
Once the fulfillment of Emmanuel, God brings a judgment to the nations. That is the third movement.
然后等到以马内利之后，那么我们就到了第三个部分，就是神要审判列国。
For all that resist His reign must come under His judgment.
因为那些所有抵挡他的，都要站在他的审判面前。
And in the final movement, God's eternal purpose reached its fullest fulfillment.
所以到了最后一段的时候，我们看到神永恒的目的，得到了他荣耀的成全。
God unveils the reality of a new heaven and new earth.
神在这里启示了新天新地的真实。
And we finally return to the beginning.
然后我们再一次又回到了起初。
So this chapter is wonderful pictures of the ending of this cycle of time.
所以这一章能够将我们时间里面它最后结束回到原点的这一个转运写明出来。
And right before the chapter 66, from chapter 62 to 65, is God's word leading to this final stage.
但是在六十六章以前，从六十二章到六十五章，是神怎么样引导到最后的这一个实现。
And we can see God's word in the end stage. How God prepared for leading His people return to the origin.
所以我们可以在这里能够看见神为了那将来的荣耀，他怎么样带领他的百姓一步一步的进到那个光景。
In chapter 62, God sets up watchmen upon the walls.
在第六十二章，神在城墙上设立了守望者。
And in chapter 63 and 64, we heard the prayers and intercessions of these watchmen.
那等到六十三章、六十四章的时候，我们能够听见这个守望者的祷告。
In chapter 65, God responds to their intercessions.
然后等到六十五章的时候，神就回应了他们的代求。
Then, ready to chapter 66, the final fulfillment of His purpose.
那所以等到六十六章的时候，这就引到了第六十六章神永远旨意的成全。
What does this teach tell us?
那这个到底告诉我们什么呢
？Through this chapter, one thing that emerged very clearly.
那在这些章节里面，我们发现了有一件重要的事。
Importance of the ministry of the watchman.
就是那个守望者他的侍奉的重要。
There is a connection between the ministry of the watchman to the final fulfillment of God's purpose.
所以我们可以看见，从守望者侍奉的开始，怎么样引导到了神末后旨意的成全。
The burden that was in God's heart.
那在神的心意中，能够显明神心意的那一节经文
，Bring His purpose to the beginning，
可以追溯到他起初的定规
，has become the passion and the burden of the watchman。
那这样子的心意就成为这个守望者他自己里面的心意，他的可想。
What God longs to accomplish。Becomes the cry within their own hearts.
所以神心中所要的，成为守望者心中所求的。
But this raises a question for us: Who can become the watchman?
但是对我们来讲，这就有一个问题了。那么，到底这个守望者是什么人？是什么样子的人
？How today?You and I can become a watchman.
那今天你我怎么样子才能够成为一个守望者
？It is actually clearly defined in chapter 66, verse 2.
但其实这个在六十六章的第二节里面就清清楚楚的告诉我们了。
These are the ones I look on with favor, those who are humble and contrite in spirit.And who tremble at my word.
我所看顾的，就是虚心痛悔的人，是因我话而战惊的人。
Brothers and sisters, are you surprised that these are the watchmen?
弟兄姐妹们，你会不会觉得很奇怪？这个就是一个守望者。
Are you surprised that it's such a way God defined a watchman?
你会不会觉得很稀奇？神就是用这样子来定义什么叫做守望者。
He's humble.
他是心存谦卑。
He trembled at God's word.
他因神的话语而战惊。
He's contrite in spirit.
他的灵是痛，他有痛悔的灵。
All these are characters of a person. All of these are characters.
所有这些事情是一个人他的特质。
God emphasized on the characters of a person.
所以神所强调的是一个人他的特质他的性情。
Especially the young people, I would like you to write this down.
特别我们当中年轻的在盼望你能够把它写下来。
God's greatest work in our life is not what we accomplish, but who we become.
神在我们身上最大的工作不是在于我们所做的，而是让我们成为我们所是的。
God is not trying to give us something to accomplish for him.
神并不是要给我们什么事情让我们去完成去做。
God wants us to be a clay.Upon a potter's hand, so he can work in our life to make us into a vessel of his purpose.
神要我们能够成为他手泥匠手中的泥土， 他能够塑造我们，使我们能够成为一个性情上合他心意的人。
And this is kind of vessel God wants.
是神是要的，是这样子的器皿。
Who is humble?
他心存谦卑。
Who is contrite in spirit?
他有痛悔的灵。
Who trembles at God's word?
他因神的话语而战惊。
So this morning we'd like to just consider these three aspects.
所以今天早晨我们盼望能够一同来思考这三个方面。
The first aspect is humble. He is humble.
第一个方面是虚心，是谦卑，他是一个心存谦卑的人。
We know that people of Judah forsook his presence. People of Judah forsake his presence.
我们知道犹太人犹大的百姓离弃了耶和华的同在。
Because they do not have humility.
因为他们没有这样子的谦卑。
And they have pride in their heart.
所以他们的心中有骄傲。
Therefore, they do not depend on the Lord.
所以他们不再依靠神，
they depend on themselves.
他们依靠自己。
They do not recognize they are utterly dependent on God.
他们不知道，其实他们最终是需要依靠神。
Therefore, they do not wait on God.
所以他们也不等候神。
They seek their own solutions.
他们要寻求他们自己的解决之道。
Humility is expressed.In waiting upon God,
因为谦卑是在等候神的事上显明出来的。
Instead of humbling themselves and seek the Lord, the people of Judah they turn to Assyria and Egypt.
所以他们不等候神，反而他们转向亚述，转向埃及。
Relying upon the world.And refusing to wait upon God is not merely a mistake.
这样子的依靠世界不依靠神，不仅仅是一个错误。
It is pride, and even a form of rebellion.
它是骄傲，甚至是一种背叛。
By doing this, they forsake God's presence.
他们这么做，他们就弃绝了神的同在。
Human rebellion not only diminish God's glory.
当然，人的背叛不会叫神的荣耀缺少。
But it deeply grieves God's heart.
但是却会让神的心深深的受伤。
And this is why God continually to seek a people who are humble before Him.
所以这就是神为什么一直在那里寻找在他面前谦卑的人。
Waiting upon God aligns our minds with the mind of God.
等候神让我们的心意能够对准神的心意。
If we do not know how to wait upon God, then our mind will be apart from God's mind.
因为我们如果没有办法等候神的话，那我们自己的心思意念就会远离神的心思意念。
Often waiting is the place where God does His deepest work within us.
常常是在等候的时候，神在我们的里面能够做那最深的工作。
He shapes our characters, He strengthens our faith.
他塑造了我们的性情，他使我们的信心刚强。
And he aligns our minds with the mind of God.
他叫我们的心意能够与神的心意契合。
Let's consider Joseph.
我们可以一同来想想约瑟。
He endured betrayal by his brothers.
他忍受了他弟兄的背叛。
Slavery in Egypt.
他在埃及为奴
，and years of unjust imprisonment，
然后不公不义的结果让他在坐监许多年
，and through this he waited patiently upon the Lord。
虽然经过了这许多的事， 他仍然是在那里专心的仰望神，等候神。
When God's appointed time finally came,
等到神所预定的时间到了
，Joseph was able to look back and say,
那约瑟他能够回顾他的一生，然后他能够说
，You intended to harm me, but God intended for good.
你们的意思是要害我，但神的意思原是好的。
To accomplish what is now being good, the saving of many lives.
要保全许多人的性命，成就今日的光景。
Through waiting, Joseph came to see what he could not see before.
因为约瑟的等候，以至于后来他能够看见他先前所未见的。
This is so precious, isn't it?
这是不是非常的宝贵？
A simply waiting on God allow us to see what we could never see before.
所以仅仅是因为在那里等候神，我们的眼目能够看见我们等候之前所看不见的事。
You do not know how much God can accomplish in your heart while you are waiting on Him.
所以当我们等候神的时候，我们实在是想不出来神能够在我们生命里面做何等多何等大的事。
This may be a thing that missing often today.
也许这就是在今天许多人的生命里面所缺少的。
We live in a society it's not conducive to waiting.
因为我们所处的社会他不鼓励也不帮助我们等候。
And therefore, we seldom have any opportunity to really practice waiting upon God.
所以我们其实很少有机会能够操练等候神。
Therefore, our mind will stay with our minds.
所以我们的生命就常常的在这样的流动当中。
And you can read from David's Psalms that often,His entire song is describing the process of his waiting.
所以我们如果读大卫的诗，有时候我们会看见他整首诗都在讲到等候神的事。
And through his waiting, you can read the change of his heart and his mind.
而当我们读这个诗的时候，可以看见大卫怎么借着等候，叫他的心意产生变化。
Often beginning in a psalm, His heart was very, very down.
常常他的诗歌开始的时候，他的灵里是非常低沉的。
As he continued to wait upon the Lord, you can see God through His Spirit continue to change His heart and His mind.
然后借着的等候，我们可以看见神的灵怎么样子慢慢的改变了他里面的心。
And it always resulted in praise and worship in his heart.
那借着这样子的等候，所以终于他的心意能够改变。
Nothing changed outside，
并不是说在外面的环境改变了。
All through waiting upon the Lord，
乃是都是借着等候的等候神带来变化。
A humble person will continually wait upon the Lord，
一个谦卑的人，他会持续的等候神。
Waiting upon God。Renews our strength.
因为等候神使我们重新得力。
In Isaiah's day, the people of Judah were very discouraged.
因为在以赛亚的日子里面，百姓是软弱的，是灰心的。
They are surrounded by hostile nations.
他们被仇敌，他们周围的列国都对他们有敌意。
Into this weariness.Isaiah speak a word of hope.
就是在这样子的软弱当中，以赛亚讲了一个蛮有盼望的话。
He said, "Do you not know? Have you not heard? The everlasting God, the Lord, the Creator of the ends of the earth, does not become weary and tired. His understanding is unsearchable."
他这样子说，你岂不曾知道吗？ 你岂不曾听见吗？永在的神耶和华，创造地极的主，并不疲乏，也不困倦，他的智慧无法测度。
God reminds his people of a powerful truth.
神提醒他的百姓一个具有大能的真理。
Your limitations are not my limitations.
你的限制不是我的限制。
Your strength may fade, but mine never does.
你的力量会过去，但我的力量永存。
To make this very clear, Isaiah even pointed out that the youth grew weary and tired, and vigorous young men stumbled badly.
为了要证明他所讲的话，以赛亚继续的说，就是少年人也要疲乏困倦，强壮的人也必全然跌倒。
At this, precisely at this point,
但就是在这个时候，
Isaiah revealed one of the most precious promises in all of Scripture.
以赛亚就启示了在整本圣经当中，一个最宝贵的应许。
Yet those who wait for the Lord will renew their strength. They will mount up with wings like eagles.They will run and not get tired. They will walk and not become weary.
但那等候耶和华的必重新得力，他们必如鹰展翅上腾，他们奔跑却不困倦，行走却不疲乏。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们，
God does not ask us to fly.
神并没有要我们飞。
If God said you have to fly,Then we will say it is impossible.
如果神说来飞起来，那我们就会说这不可能。
God only asks us to wait upon Him.
神所要求的是要我们等候他。
With man, flying is impossible.
就人来讲，要飞是不可能的。
But waiting upon the Lord, it is for us possible.
但是等候神是我们可做的。
Sometimes for us.We hear we have to return to the origin. We feel it is so difficult for us to return to the origins.
因为当我们想到说我们要回，我们听到说要回到起初的时候，我们常常感觉这是非常困难做的事。
But God asks us just to wait upon Him.
但神所要求的是要我们等候他。
If we wait upon Him,
是要等候他。
Just like eagle waiting for the current of a current of winds,
就好像那个老鹰在等候那风的吹来。
When we wait upon him like the eagle,
所以当我们等候他，好像如鹰一样。
And we wait upon the power of the Holy Spirit.
我们是在等候圣灵的能力。
As we heard last night,
好像我们。好像我们昨天晚上所听到的。
It is the work of Holy Spirit to bring us back to the origins.
是神的能力带领我们回到起初。
Yes, with man it is impossible.
所以在他们没有难成的事。在人是不可能。
But with God all things are possible.
在神没有难成的事。
So therefore God only asks us to wait upon him.
所以神所要求的是叫我们等候他。
Because God knows we are not possible.
因为神知道我们做不到。
But He knows He has a way.
但他也知道他有一个方式。
He will send Holy Spirit.
他差遣圣灵。
But we have to wait upon the Holy Spirit.
那我们必须要等候圣灵。
If we wait upon the Holy Spirit,
我们如果等候圣灵，
we will rise up like eagles.
我们就能够如鹰展翅。
We need to.Trust God's timing.
我们要能够相信神的时间。
We would like eagles to spread the wings.
我们要能够如同鹰展翅。
We wait upon the power of the Holy Spirit.
我们等候圣灵的能力。
And we are lifted when we learn to wait upon the Lord.
所以当我们学会了等候神的时候，那我们就被抬起来。
We exchange our weakness to God's strength.
我们用我们自己的软弱换成神的力量。
Our despair for His living hope.
我们的绝望换成他活泼的盼望。
When life wears us out. Remember this.
所以当这个生活把我们压的软压成软弱的时候，我们应当记得
，God does not grow weary. God does not grow weary.
神不会疲倦。
When our strength fails,
当我们的力量衰退
，He gives strength to the faint.
他把力量赐给那个昏倒的人。
Here is His assurance.
所以我们有这样子的把握。
We will soar like eagles.
我们要如鹰展翅上腾。
We will run and not get tired.
我们会奔跑却不疲倦。
We will walk and not become weary.
我们行走却不困倦。
God is looking for a humble person.
神是在那里寻找谦卑的人。
Who wait upon Him.
是那些能够等候他的人。
This is about the presence of God.
这是关于神的同在的。
The goal of waiting is not merely to receive an answer.
因为等候的目的并不是要得到一个答案。
The only time we're willing to wait is to wait for an answer we don't know.
So, 很多时候当我们觉得等得很焦躁的时候是我们在等候一个我们不知道的答案。
But the goal of waiting is Emmanuel.
但是等候的目的是以马内利。
God with us.
神与我们同在。
Because when God is with us, the weary are strengthened.
因为当神与我们同在的时候那软弱的变成刚强
The faint are lifted up
那个将要跌倒的会被举起来
And hopeless are filled with living hope
那没有指望的能够充满活泼的盼望
Those who learn to wait upon God
所以那些能够学习等候主的
Eventually discover that the greatest reward is not what God givesBut God Himself.
他们最终会发现，最大的奖赏不是神给他们什么东西，乃是神的自己。
Second,
第二点
trembles at God's word.
他因神的话语战惊。
When we become tremble at His word, we will return to His covenant relationship.
所以当我们因他的话语战惊的时候我们会回到他的圣约关系里面
The people of Judah broke the covenant because they refused to respond to his word
犹大背约背了神的圣约是因为他们拒绝回应神的呼召
They did not tremble at his word
他们没有因他的话语而战惊
Brothers and sistersThere is an urgency today to return to the origin.
今天有一个急切的需要，就是要回到起初。
Because we do not have much time.
因为我们的时间不多了。
And the situation is very difficult.
而且现在的情况是非常的困难。
So this is time we must tremble at His word.
所以正在这个时候我们实在需要因他的话语而战惊
And Judah did not do that
但犹大却没有这样做
Therefore they broke the covenant relationship
所以他们背叛了那个圣约关系
And today there is urgency for all of us to respond to God's word
所以今天也同样的我们急切的需要能够回应神的话
Over the years we may have heard many words from the Lord
这么多年来我们可能听过了主所传讲的许多的话
But have we responded to his word
但我们到底有没有回应他的话呢
We need to seek the Lord while he may be found
我们需要在他能够可寻求的时候寻求他。
We need to call upon him while he is near.
我们需要在他相近的时候求告他。
As we come close to the end of the circle.
因为我们已经快要到这个时间的末了。
We thank the Lord. The Lord still can be found today.
我们感谢主，因为主今日仍然可以被寻见。
He is still near to us.
他仍然在与我们就近。
There is opportunity for us to call upon Him.
我们仍然能够有机会能够求告他的名。
Therefore, there is urgency for us to respond now.
所以今日我们切切的需要回应他。
So as we get closer to the ending,
因为我们快到了末了。
We need to respond, become that watchman.
所以我们必须要回应这样子的呼召。
So we can enter into God's work.
所以我们能够进入神的话语。
Allow God to work upon our life.
让神的话语在我们生命里面工作。
Change our heart.
改变我们的心肠。
So our heart become His heart.
所以叫我们的心意能够与他的心意契合。
So we can pray according to His heart.
所以我们能够按着他的心意求。
God is looking for someone to express His passion and His heart.
神是在那个寻找能够与他同心与他同情的人。
God is able to bring the whole thing to the end.
神是能够将万有都带到结局。
But in His wisdom, He decided to cooperate with us.
但是在这一个好像败坏的世界里面，他却拣选了要与我们同工。
And He allowed us to participate in this greatest work.
所以让我们能够一同的参与他这样子伟大的工作。
And for this reason, He once called us again.
为了这个缘故，他再一次的呼召我们。
Seek the Lord while He may be found. Call upon Him while He is near.
当趁耶和华可寻找的时候寻找他，相近的时候求告他。
God's grace is so abundant.
神的恩典是这样子的丰富。
But our lives are fleeting.
但是我们的生命常常全是常常是要躲避它。
Every delay hardens the heart.
每一个迟疑叫我们的心更刚硬。
Every time we hear the call like this.
每一次当我们听到这样子的呼召。
We have a choice upon us.
我们就要做一个决定。
If each time we delay that call hardens our heart.
所以每一次我们如果回应有迟疑，我们的心就会更刚硬。
Every time we respond, it softens our heart.
但每一次如果我们有适当的回应，我们的心就会更柔软。
Harden of heart doesn't come immediately.
因为一个心成为刚硬并不是一下子发生的。
It develops quietly, gradually, almost unnoticed.
因为它常常是安静的，慢慢的，甚至大家没有注意的时候发展而成的。
Pharaoh hardened his heart until he could no longer hear.
法老叫自己的心刚硬，最后他已经完全听不见神的声音。
Israel resists the prophets until judgment becomes unavoidable.
以色列抗不断的抗拒先知的话语，一直等到那个审判必然来临到。
If we continue to resist God's call,
如果我们持续的拒绝神话语的呼召
，the word that meant to save us can become the word that condemns us.
那要拯救我们的话语，最终可能成为审判我们的话语。
Hardened soul cannot receive rain, and a hardened heart cannot receive grace.
那一个坚硬的土地不能够领受春雨，同样，一个刚硬的心不能够领受恩典。
Therefore, if we truly tremble at His word,
所以若是我们真的因他的话而战惊，
then we must respond today with urgency and sincerity.
那我们今日就当快快的、认真的回应。
We need to seek him while he may be found.
我们当趁他还可以寻找的时候寻求他。
Call upon him while he is near.
在他相近的时候求告他。
Trembling at God's word means ensuring that his word does not return in vain.
要因神的话语而战兢，就是说我们不让他的话语空空的过去。
Brothers and sisters, are we going to allow God's word to return in vain?
弟兄姐妹们，我们会不会就是要这样子让神的话语空空的过去，没有成就他所要成就的？
God's word come to us like the rain and snow to the ground.
神的话语是同雨雪从天而降。
Those rain and snow do not return without watering the earth.
而且这些雨水，它不会突然的返回。
And he was watering the earth and making it bear and sprout and giving seed to the sower and bread to the eaters.
相反的，他会滋润地土，使地上发芽结实，使撒种的有种，使要吃的有粮。
The rain and the snow never return to heaven in vain.
所以雨或水，它不会从天降下，然后空空的回去。
But are we allowed God's word to return in vain?
那我们会不会让神的话语空空的离开，没有成就任何事呢？
Are we going to allow the God's word coming into our heart without doing anything?
我们会不会让神的话语进到我们心中，但对我们的心完全没有影响？
Without bearing any fruit.
没有结出果子。
If God's word does not cause a response from our heart.
如果神的我们的心没有回应神的话语。
And this word will return in vain.
那他的话语就会空空的返回。
Then we cannot say we tremble at his word.
那我们就没办法说我们是因他的话语而战兢。
If we are truly tremble at his word,
如果我们真正是因他的话语而战兢，
then we'll not allow any word from God to return in vain.
我们就不会让神任何的一句话空空的返回。
We need to take that word into our heart.
我们会把他的话语存在心里。
Allow the word to take its root.
让这些话语能够结出果子，
to bear fruits,
能够结成果子，
so that the sower have seed and eater have bread.
叫那些撒种的能够有种子，叫那些吃粮的能够有粮吃。
They do not simply hear the word, they receive it.
他们不仅仅是光听，他们乃是领受。
They not only agree with it, they submit to it.
他们不仅仅是同意，他们乃是愿意顺服。
They not only remember it, they allow it to bear fruit.
他们不仅仅是把它记住了，他们是让它能够结果子。
They yield themselves fully to the word of the Lord.
他们将自己完全的顺服主。
Treasure, tremble at God's word.Ultimately, is to treasure the presence of God.
所以能够宝贝，能够看重神的话语，至终是表示我们宝贝看重神的同在。
God's word is never separated from God Himself.
因为神的话语从来不是跟他神的自己分开的。
To resist His word is to resist His presence.
若是我们抗拒他的话语，那我们就是抗拒他的同在。
To receive his word is to welcome his presence.
要领受他的话语，就是能够欢迎他的同在。
As we yield ourselves to his word,
所以当我们在这里领受这些话语的时候，
his presence becomes increasingly real in our lives.
他的同在就在我们的生命里面越来越真实。
And those who tremble at his words.
所以那些因他的话语而战惊的人
eventually discover that the greatest blessing of his word is the presence of the one who speaks it.
他们就会发现，他们最大的从他话语来的祝福，就是能够与说话的那一位同在。
Now the third,
第三
those who are contrite in spirit,
是那些邻里痛悔的人。
The people of Judah spoil God's testimony,
因为犹大的百姓败坏了神的见证。
Because they do not share God's heart,
因为他没有体贴神的心肠。
Brother and sister, if we do not share God's heart, there is no way we can bear his testimony.
所以弟兄姐妹们，我们如果没有像神一样的心肠的话，我们没有办法做他的见证。
What does it mean to be contrite in spirit?
所以什么叫做他邻里痛悔呢？
To be contrite in spirit means to share God's heart.
基本上要邻里能够痛悔，就是能够与神有同心有同情。
To possess a heart that is broken over what breaks God's heart,
是有一颗心，那些能够让神的心碎的事也能够叫我们的心心碎。
How often are our hearts truly broken by the things that break God's heart?
到底有多少次我们的心真正是因为让神心碎的那些事而心碎？
Yes, our heart has been broken before.
是的，我们的心常常的破碎。
But was it broken for things that break God's heart?
但是只是为那些让我们伤心的事呢？
It is easy to be shaken by what affects us personally.
因为我们很容易受那些影响我们个人的事而影响。
It is far more difficult to be moved by what grieves God.
但是要被那些使神忧伤的事感动，那是个困难的。
David said, "The sacrifice of God are a broken spirit."
像大卫所说的，神所要的祭是忧伤的灵。
A broken and contrite heart, O God.You will not despise.
那神啊，忧伤痛悔的心，你必不轻看。
God is not impressed by our rituals or religious appearance.
神并不是看重那些外面的礼仪，或是宗教的表现。
What he desires is a broken, a contrite spirit.
他所要的，是一个忧伤痛悔的心。
A heart that humbles itself before him.
那一个心能够在神的面前能够谦卑下来。
A heart feels his sorrow.
这个心能够感受到像神一样的那样子的伤痛。
And a heart that longs for his restoration.
而且这个心也会可想神所要带来的恢复。
Brothers and sisters, in 62 Isaiah, verse 1 and verse 2.
弟兄姐妹们，在以赛亚书第66章的一到二节，
Those two verses reveal to us the passion in the heart of God.
我们在这里可以看见神心中那个火热的渴想。
For Zion's sake, I will not keep silent, and for Jerusalem's sake, I will not keep quiet until her righteousness goesForth like brightness, and her salvation like a torch that is burning.
所以以赛亚书六十二章的第一节、第二节，我因锡安必不静默，为耶路撒冷必不息声，直到他的公义如光辉发出，他的救恩如明灯发光。
Do you hear the intensity in this word?
你能不能够听到这些经文当中所带 带来出那种强烈的感觉。
Do you feel the passion that is in God's heart for Jerusalem?
你可不可以在心中感受到神对耶路撒冷所存火热的心？
He refused to remain silent.
他拒绝在那里静默。
He refused to remain quiet.
他在那里拒绝说他不发声。
Brothers and sisters, when we read the word of God, we need to read the heart of God.
所以弟兄姐妹们，当我们读神的话的时候，我们要能够体会体贴神的心肠。
His heart burns for the restoration of his people.
他的心是为着要恢复他的火热而大发热心。
He longs to see Jerusalem restored, redeemed, and filled once again with his glory.
他要能够看见耶路撒冷被恢复，耶路撒冷能够蒙救赎，耶路撒冷能够充满他的荣耀。
Can God do this alone?
神是不是能够一个人他自己就成就这事？
Yes, he can.
是的，他可以。
But he chose not to.
但他选择了不要。
He chose to accomplish his purpose through people who share his heart.
他拣选了那些要跟他能够有同样心意的人一同来成就使工。
That is God's wisdom and grace for us.
这是神对我们所显的智慧所给的恩典。
He invites us, invites all of us to join him.
他邀请我们，我们所有的人能够一同的参与。
To join his passion.
是能够体贴他的热心。
To share his heart.
能够明白他的心意。
To understand that he will not keep silent.
能够知道他必不静声静默。
And He wants to call some of us. Will respond, say, "I will share that passion."
他也叫我们呼召，愿意我们能够呼应说，主啊，我们要有同样的火热的心。
I will share that heart.
我要有同样的心意。
You will not keep silent, then I will not keep silent.
你若不息声，我也不息声。
You will not keep quiet, and I will not keep quiet.
你若不静默，我也不静默。
Therefore.In verse 6 and 7, God appoints watchmen on the walls.
所以接下来62章的第6节、第7节，我们就看到神在那里设立了守望者。
Look at these watchmen.
然后我们看一下这个守望者。
On your walls, O Jerusalem, I have appointed watchmen. All day and all night, they will never keep silent.You who remind the Lord, take no rest for yourself and give him no rest until he establishes and makes Jerusalem a praise in the earth.
他这样说，耶路撒冷啊，我在你城上设立守望的，他们昼夜必不静默，呼吁耶和华的，你们不要歇息，也不要使他歇息，只等他建立耶路撒冷。使耶路撒冷在地上成为可赞美的。
Notice how this watchman reflect the very heart of God.
你们可以注意到这个守望者，他的心是怎么样子跟神表达了同样的心。
They have the exact passion as the God Himself.
他的心中跟神的心有为同样的事有火热。
They will not keep silent.
他们也不会静默。
They will not remain quiet.
他们也不会不发声。
Just as God, they continue to pursue Jerusalem.
好像跟神一样，他们一同的寻求建造耶路撒冷。
They give him no rest in prayers.
他们的祷告不间断。
They're not spectators standing at a distance.
他们不是站在远处在那里看把戏的人。
They are intercessors.Who carry the burden of the Lord?
他们是代祷的人，是带着主的负担来祷告。
They remain awake when others sleep.
在别人睡的时候，他们还是醒的。
They continue praying when others grow weary.
当别人疲倦的时候，他们继续祷告。
They carry God's longing within their own hearts.
他们心中所可想的，正是神心中所可想的。
Because they share God's heart, they will not stop until God's purpose is fulfilled.
因为他们与神同心，所以直至等到神的目的成全，他们会一直的不停的做。
And Jerusalem.Become a praise in the earth.
只等到耶路撒冷，能够在地上成为可赞美的。
And this is contrite in spirit.
这个就是灵里悔改，痛悔。
They are fully aligned with God's grief and God's desire for His people.
他们的心是完全的对准了神对他百姓心中的伤痛跟心中可想的结局。
A contrite spirit ultimately leads us into the presence of God.
这样子一个痛悔的心，最终就带我们到了神的同在面前。
God dwells with those who are broken before Him.
因为神是与那些忧伤痛悔的人同在。
He draws near to those whose hearts are tender toward His heart.
因为他的心是亲近那些与他一同感忧伤的人。
When God finds a people who share His heart,
因为神就是要这一些与他同心的人。
Who grieve over the things that grieve Him.
能够为那些叫神心伤痛的事而伤痛的心。
And who walk before him with broken and contrite spirit.
能够在他的面前存着忧伤痛悔的灵与主同行。
And his presence once again becomes a living reality among his people.
所以他的同在再一次能够在他的百姓当中活泼真实的实现。
Brothers and sisters, God never asks us to do something that we are unable to do.
弟兄姐妹们，神不会要求我们做我们做不到的事。
He asks us to be humble.
他要我们谦卑。
He asks us to tremble at His word.
他要我们因他的话语而战惊。
He wants us to share His heart.
他要我们能够与体贴他的心。
Brothers and sisters, this is not something we are unable to do.
弟兄姐妹们，这些不是一些我们做不到的事。
It's a matter of willingness.
这关乎的是我们愿不愿意。
It is always the matter of being willing or not.
它的关键是在于说，我们到底是不是愿意这样做。
Throughout the histories, this is the center of the all issues.
在整个历史里面，这一刻就是那个所有事情的核心的关键。
When the God's word is placed upon us,
当神的话语临到我们的时候
，then we have a choice to make.
我们就必须要做一个选择。
And the choice is not whether we are able or not.
而这个选择不是说我们到底能还是不能。
The choice is always, are we willing or not?
这个选择是我们愿意还是不愿意。
God shared His heart with us.
神将他的心意向我们敞开。
And God showed us that the time is close to the end.
神也告诉我们，时候的末了快到了。
And the big circle is coming to the end.
那这一个大的循环快要结束。
And we need to come prepared to that final stage of time.
我们必须要预备这时间最后的这一段。
God is showing us through the book of Isaiah that before this final stage, God is calling the watchmen.
从以赛亚书我们可以看见，在这个末了的时候，神在那里呼召寻求守望者。
God is not asking us to do certain work for Him.
神并不是要求我们要为他做这事或做那事。
Because all the work is done by himself.
因为他能够成就所有的事。
All the work is done through the Holy Spirit.
所有的事都能够借着圣灵成全。
But God is asking us to become a vessel for him to work.
但是神要我们能够成为他工作可用的器皿
，which is his greatest mercy，
这是出于他的恩典跟他的怜悯。
To include all of us in this great work，
叫我们都能够参与他这样伟大的工作。
It's not something beyond our reach，
并不是说超过我们所能行。
It is something within our reach。
而实实在在是我们能够行的
It's something we can do every single day
是我们每一天都能够做的
Are we going to be humble before him?
我们是不是会在他的面前谦卑
Are we going to be utterly dependent on him?
我们是不是会完全的依靠他
Or we depend on our own wisdom?
还是我们会依靠我们自己的智慧
Are we going to tremble at his word every time he spoke?
我们是不是当他每一次说话的时候会因他的话语而战惊
Are we going to say Lord as long as you continue to speak to me
我们会不会说主啊如果你继续的对我们说话
I will not let your word return in vain
我不会让你的话语徒然返回
I want to receive your word
我要能够领受你的话语
I want your word to take root in my heart
叫你的话语在我的心中扎根
I will want your word to bear fruit
我要你的话语能够结果
So those who eat will have bread
叫那些吃粮的有粮吃
Those who sow have seed
叫那些撒种的有种子。
Brothers and sisters, are you willing?
弟兄姐妹们，你是不是愿意
？Are you willing to say, Lord, I see your heart?
我们会不会愿意说，主啊，我看见了你的心意。
I feel your sorrow.
我能够体贴到你自己的忧伤。
I want to feel the same way.
我要跟你表同情，要跟你有同样的感受。
Whatever grieves you will grieve me.
要让你心中忧伤的，也要让我自己的心忧伤。
I would share your heart and your passions.
我要能够体贴你心中的热心。
Are you willing to be such a person?
你愿不愿意做这样的人
？And if you are willing to be such a person,
如果你愿意做这样的人
，then you can be a watchman.
那你也能够成为守望者。
Brother, sister, watchman is not something that is hard to achieve.
弟兄姐妹们，守望者并不是难做的。
It's not something you have to do certain work.
并不是说你要做一些事才能够。
Or you have certain spiritual experiences.
或者说你必须要有某一些的属灵的经历
God's word is very simple and clear
主的话语是简单的是明白的
Even if we are just willing
只要我们愿意
God can make us humble
神能够叫我们成为谦卑
Even if you are willing
只要你愿意
God can make you tremble at his word
神能够叫你因他的话而战惊
If you are willing
若你愿意
God can share his car with your.
神能够将他的心向你敞开，叫你的心能够体贴他的心。
Brother and sister, indeed, time is urgent.
弟兄姐妹们，实在是时间是非常的紧急了。
And God is still patiently wait upon us.
但神仍然是在那里耐心的等候我们。
Eternal watchman for us.
因为他是我对我们来讲，他是我们永远的守望者。
He has been watching over us for years.
在过去的许多年，他不断的看顾我们。
He has been patiently waiting for us to respond to his call.
他在那里他在那里专心的等候我们，叫我们能够回应。
Now is the time for us to respond.
现在就是我们回应的时候。
It's not the time to play around anymore.
这不是我们在这里瞎搞的时候。
This is time we seriously consider and respond before him.
这是我们要认真的，能够在他的面前能够回应的时候。
May the Lord raise our watchmen in our generation.
愿神在这一个世代兴起守望者。
And even in the next generation.
甚至在下一个世代。
May Emmanuel, God with us, become more than a doctrine we speak about.
愿以马内利成为不在我们当中成为一个不仅仅是一个教义。
May he become the living reality among us.
叫他能够成为我们当中活泼真实的存在。
May his presence dwell in his people once again.
愿他的同在再一次的能够活活泼泼的住在他的百姓当中。
May the Lord find us faithfully upon the wall.
愿主能够发现我们忠心的站在墙上。
Until His eternal purpose is fulfilled in Emmanuel.
一直等到他的永远的旨意在以马内利里面成全。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Father, we are so grateful for your faithfulness.
主啊，我们感谢你自己的信实。
At your time, you gather your people around you.
你不断地呼召你的百姓围绕你
，and you share with us your desire.
你将你心意所想跟我们阐明
，and you also share with us the urgency of our time.
你也告诉我们这个时代的紧急
，and show us the way. How can we return to the origin?
你也指出了一条路，告诉我们如何的能够归回本源
，as we come before you and hear these words.
当我们来到你面前听到你的话语
We pray that we will become those who are willing to respond
我们恳求主让我们成为那些能够回应你话语的人
Want to be those who are humble
能够成为那谦卑的人
Who tremble at your words
因你的话语而战惊
Who are contrite in spirit
有悔改有痛悔的灵
May we feel your passion this weekend
在这个周末让我们切切地体贴你的火热的心肠
May we willing to have the same heart as you
让我们愿意能够与你同心同情
And respond to the call to be the watchman for your presence
叫我们能够回忆你让我们成为你同在守夜者的呼召
So we can be part of your plan to bring your purpose to completion
叫我们能够进入你的工作能够成就你永远的目的
We pray in your precious name
我们靠你宝贝的名祷告
Amen.